you're here. Fellowship's real. Knowing you're near.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. It is Monday. It's a new month. It's March 2nd, 2020. It's Memorization Monday, and I have five special guests in the studio with me. And Dave and Chris, I have to say, on the front end of this broadcast, the more I get to know you two, the more I just love you guys. And I feel like that's somewhat mutual. We've shared some life together, but it's been really the last year or two that we've really grown in various ways. And that recent trip we took to Washington, D.C., how well you pulled that together, how you hosted it, how you tended to everyone's needs, and you were so gifted at that that I'm excited to announce, and we'll talk about that maybe today or in the future days, a trip that we're going to be doing to Pennsylvania. In fact, I've already had some people come in, and they're all in, and they can't wait to be a part of that. But you guys really have the gift of hospitality and detail work and a love for people, a love for those that don't know the Lord yet, but a love to help people grow in their faith journey. So you guys are the real deal. There's so much to say about your testimony and sharing, but we're going to focus a little on our new verse for the week. It's Romans 12:11. It states, "Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord." And I know this wasn't the original verse we were talking about having you share and divide and apply into your life, but this one, I think, really fits well because you both still have a lot of zeal. In fact, recently adopted three lovely daughters, and they're in the studio, and they are cute. I've been watching and following your Facebook posts, but in real life, they're great. And so we might have a hola or some kind of comment or a song or a poem from them. But I think, how old are they? And tell us their names.
Oh, that's me. Hi, all. Something came to mind when Mark was sharing. I just had to continue on because our group that went to D.C. with us made us hospitable. They were just so
They're
wonderful. Your friends from GNN are just amazing folk that love God and love each other, and it was so much fun. It was fun. We really missed them afterwards.
Yeah, what I love about those trips is, you know, I love being up near the microphone or, you know, the PA system on the bus and saying, hey, come on, let's hear some testimonies. Yes. Come and share, especially those that don't have a relationship with the Lord yet, because we had some people that were guests or other friends, and they got to see the fragrance of Christ and got to really be encouraged by all the love that the Christians were extending. And some were really touched, and one, I won't mention her name, is very close to accepting Jesus now and was really touched by the people on the trip. So
can't get better than that.
Yeah. So you have your three daughters.
We do. Our beautiful, bonita niñas, our hijas. I'm learning. I took French, so I they
Espanol.
Speak Spanish,
yes,
and they are teaching us, and we are teaching them English. But our oldest, there are three sisters. Our oldest is Luz, who is 12, and you spell her name L-U-Z, and it means light. It's beautiful. And Natalie is 11, and our youngest baby is Daisy. And she is 10.
And she's filled with energy and
has
got
a
charming smile. And it's just wonderful. I know you talked about these children that after the D.C. trip, a few days later, you're going to be going and picking them up and how you'd been working
Bogota,
at that and praying that through for many months. And I know so many on the trip wanted to see pictures and how did it go. And it looks like a great fit, and you're a loving couple. And, you know, some would say, what kind of Kool-Aid are you drinking?
Yep.
Because you would think, you're nearing retirement, you know, kick back, slow down. What are you thinking, adopting three more children, and you already have three other children?
So we have three births, and then we adopted as empty nesters. They came home about 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. Two teens from the Philippines.
Okay. Yeah.
Who are our beautiful son and daughter also. And then we have these three. So that's eight total. We live next door to our grandchildren in outside of rural Fisher, and they actually, our granddaughter is 10 and our grandson 4, and they all play together.
Yeah, that works out great.
It's really great.
And that allows you some freedom to continue with your Happy Trails. Do you still call it Happy Trails? Happy Trails.
Yeah,
so you've been doing that for many, many years and put together an outstanding D.C. trip. In fact, some are already asking, when's the next D.C. trip? But I don't know if we're going to have you back to talk about the Pennsylvania trip. But I have posted some of the information on our website, but it's September 27th through October 2nd, and it's very similar to the Washington, D.C. trip. 6 days away, 5 nights in hotels, great accommodation.
More leisurely, a little more. D.C. is really rigorous, so if they enjoyed that, that's like chop chop, you know, you're hoofing it, and it's wonderful. But this will be a little more leisurely, and we've got some like sight and sound theaters, Queen Esther. I mean, we've got some really special things built into it.
So it's going to be a great trip. Well, being Memorization Monday, lest I digress even further, but I know you're excited about this verse. And as you were praying, Chris, and I appreciate your prayers because it resounds what was shared at our recent board meeting. And as we prayed about the radio ministry and the expansion, I think it was Huey Freeman was envisioning God reaching more and more people, and with these 19 frequencies, all the different people that can be touched, over 3 million. And I think Kurt was also praying or envisioning, as Huey was praying and others were sharing, that we know a radio tower gives out signals. And he saw these kind of like golden halos leaving the towers and covering different areas and people being blessed and recognizing God doing a new work. And you were just praying that these dry desert areas would have renewed vigor or life, or as you were praying that there'd be like streams of water, living waters would specifically touch even our generation and maybe an older generation, bringing about revival. And I thought, wow, seems like the Lord is, you know, reoccurring with different people some of the ways that he'll be using the radio ministry. So appreciate the prayers. And you both represent this verse in different ways. Romans 12:11, never being lacking in zeal. And both of you, even at this age, and you're the same, very similar my age, so I think we're still pretty young, right, Dave?
The last way I feel, we always feel that way.
Yeah, right. But never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. And you are great representatives of people that want to serve the Lord and serve his people and serve the kingdom.
Yeah, you know, Mark, it's a great thing the way God puts couples together. I was just sitting here thinking, because what I lack in social skills, Chris more than makes up for it. And it really helps me a lot, in everything I do. And it's just amazing. And the zeal that we need to have as believers, you know, it never needs to be in lack, because, you know, it's impossible to please God without faith. And how can we have faith with that unless we seek him diligently and have zeal to have this faith, you know?
And isn't that the verse out of Hebrews or something you were? What is that? Read that one again.
That one actually says, you know, it's impossible without faith to please God.
And isn't it amazing that we can please God? I mean, here's the sovereign creator, omnipotent, awesome God that's above and beyond the universe and the billions of galaxies and everything that he created. And we, these little tiny human beings, can bring pleasure, that we can please him. I think that's just amazing.
Yeah, and it's, you know, without faith, it's impossible to please God. It just says that in the verse, you know. And how can you please God unless you diligently seek him? You can't even have faith unless you diligently seek him. Right. And in order to have that diligent faith, you've got to have zeal. You've got to have that drive.
And that kind of results in action. You know, faith without works,
we know is dead. Yeah, absolutely.
But I was thinking, as Dave was sharing that, it's so interesting, because I was thinking about the stepping off of this radio station and actually and the acquiring of all of the new stations. And it's a big
Everything
deal. It's a big step of faith. And God is equipping you all daily with everything you need for that, and touching hearts with everything that you need to supply that. And so we are so thankful. Mm. It's that foot picture in the Indiana Jones. I'm sorry for lack. I'm such a visual person.
Sure.
So I think we, as women, are often, but is where he's actually Indiana Jones
stepping
is at
up.
The chasm.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
right,
you knew where I was going with that. Yeah. And it's like, Hollywood, how sad, but really we as believers put that first foot forward into seeming air, and there's firm ground under it. God never fails.
Mm-hmm. And like Peter, when he's stepping out of the boat,
better yet,
he had the storm going on, but
Amen.
Jesus says, come on out. And then he started looking all around, got concerned and worried, hey, the winds, the waves, and starts sinking, help me, Jesus.
He started thinking with that mind of the flesh, instead of the mind of the spirit. We always, as Chris was saying, and as with the radio station, and even with our situation with the girls at our age, unless we, so we're really stepping out with faith, we have to do things that maybe we don't think we're capable of doing, or we don't have the resources for even. There's no faith involved. We have all those things, and that's that's the way the world does it. That's, if you conform to the world, that's what you do,
Well, we're 12 minutes into the program. I'm thinking, I don't know if I've introduced you. Marianne and I, we always laugh because we get into conversation, get going, get all excited. It's like, I think I did say Dave and Chris Sender, but you live in and around the Fisher, Fuslin area. Mm-hmm. Happy Trails has been one of the ways God has provided some income and yet allowed you to serve the community at large. You've done dozens and dozens, and like I mentioned, the D.C. trip, and I think you've hosted that like 20 or 30 times, so very skilled at that. But we've talked about the future ministry growth of Great News Radio and having some kind of touring, and you hopefully helping with 2 or 3 or 5 or 7 or who knows, a number of different maybe day trips, weekend trips. And so we're praying that all up. But I entrust that Dave and Chris will do an outstanding job hosting and putting together all the details. So more to say about that down the road. But we're going to talk some about Romans 12:1, and Dave's going to read out of our book, 100 Bible verses everyone should know by heart, by Robert J. Morgan. So take it away. We're looking at Romans 12:11. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord.
Yes, this is one of the biggest little verses in the Bible, for it gives us a three-pronged injunction about doing the Lord's work each and every day. We need an attitude of diligence, fervor, and servanthood. The word diligent comes from the Greek term having to do with speed. It actually means hastily, eagerly, promptly, and with earnest, and waiting, and zeal. I love the way it's put in the New International Version, where it says, never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord.
Hmm.
Perhaps the best thing ever written about Christian zeal comes from the pen of the inimitable Bishop J.C. Ryle of Liverpool. In 1852, he published a tract entitled Be Zealous, saying that zeal is a subject no reader of the Bible can pass over. Zeal in religion is a burning desire to please God, to do His will, and to advance His glory in the world in every possible way. It is a desire which the Spirit puts in the heart of every believer when he is converted, but which some believers feel so much stronger than others that they alone deserve to be called zealous. It impels them to make any sacrifice, go through any trouble, to deny themselves to any amount, to suffer, to work, to labor, to toil, to spend themselves, and to be spent, even to die, if only he can please God and honor Christ. They see only one thing. They care for only one thing. They live for one thing. They are swallowed up by one thing, and that one thing is to please God, whether they live or whether they die, whether they have health or sickness, whether rich or poor, whether they please others or give offense, whether they are thought wise or foolish, whether they get blame or praise, whether they get honor or shame. For all this, the zealous person cares nothing at all. He burns for one thing, and that's one thing is to please God and to advance God's glory. Amazing, huh? And there's a quote by J.C. Ryle that says, I want to strike a blow at the lazy, easy, sleepy Christianity of these latter days.
Now, I should point out, that's none of our listeners, Dave and Chris.
No, that's right.
These are these people somewhere else, but our listeners, they're filled with zeal.
Which can see no beauty in zeal and only uses the word zealot as a word of reproach. I want to remind Christians that zealot was a name given by our Lord to his apostle Simon as a mark of honor and to persuade them to be zealous men. There is, in a sense, in which it is said to be that zeal is contagious. Nothing is more useful than to the adherents of Christianity than to see a real live Christian, thoroughly zealous man of God.
Isn't it interesting? He puts a real live Christian. You know? Yeah, that's
the alternative's not good.
Right, right. And then he closes out with another quote. Yeah, it says zeal is good for a Christian's own soul. It will help mightily to promote inward feelings of joy, peace, comfort, and happiness. None have so much enjoyment of Christ as those who are ever zealous for his glory.
Yeah, I think that's one of the reasons why the Bible talks about the assembling together. I mean, the importance of being with other like-minded believers to, you know, encourage each other, because not all of us are always zealous or filled with zeal, because there's disappointment, there's heartache, there's trials and tribulations we go through. There's legitimate reasons to be depressed or confused, and that's where another believer maybe comes alongside us and nurtures us or encourages us or blesses us, or we just see their joy, and then it reminds us, you know, I used to be like that, or, you know, Lord, help me reconnect with you. And yeah, it's a great verse. I'm just looking at the time, and there's so much to your adoption story and the adoption ministry you're a part of and some other things. So I don't know if we can pull this off, but to maybe bring you back for Testimony Tuesday and talk about some of the ministry work, and then maybe we can even talk a little about the upcoming trip and such. So any other thoughts on Romans 12:11? Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Maybe talk to that person, Chris, that is like, you know what, I'm tired out. I'm kind of disillusioned. I thought that if I served God that everything just works out, that I sleep better, my bank book balances, that every bill gets paid on time, that there's no stress, but I'm not experiencing that. What's wrong with me?
Wow. Well, in response, something did come to mind, and I hope it goes along with what you just asked me, Mark. But for those, I just want to encourage you not to be weary in well-doing. I just know there's been times in my life that I have, quote-unquote, served. That isn't bad, but I've been in areas that really got, and I've been exhausted, that maybe God has not called me to, for me personally. And when we first decided to adopt, the Lord actually, Holy Spirit, spoke into my heart, and he said that he was going to provide everything we needed to fulfill this adoption. Not only finances, and that's another story where after we did not have the finances, people look at adoption and say, oh my goodness, it's so expensive. But when it's his will, it's his bill, totally.
Oh, that's right. Wait,
say that again. I can remember that one.
His will,
his bill.
That's right.
It's his bill. And so after that prayer on the sofa, I was like, the Lord just spoke into me saying, I will take care of it. And 6 days later, might have been 5 days, I should have looked, but anyway, $13,000 anonymous donation came in, and it's just God, that just God was reinforcing, I'm going to take care of you. But it wasn't even the finances. It's everything physical, spiritual, emotional. I wake up, he gives us joy when we are walking in what he calls us to, and that goes back to if you're not adopting, whatever you're involved in, I would just go get quiet with him and make sure it's what he has called you to, because he will fulfill. He, when it's his will, his bill, he'll give you the strength. And, you know, there's so much joy. Mark, I see you in this radio station. I know it's tiring, and I can imagine the drains on you, but you are just thriving because it's your calling. It's your ministry. And so God does that in our home with our children, adopted new children, and with our travel business, with whatever he's called us to do.
Yeah, I like that. I've never heard anyone say, you know, the bill,
it's his will. It's his bill.
And I've heard many times, you know, he will equip where he's called, you know, kind of the same thing. He'll make provision, or he'll be a part of that. And so, yeah, that's a reminder in all walks of life.
Amen. He's so intimate. He has specific, special callings for each of us. And, yeah, he will take, sometimes we get off track. I have, and I've gotten myself involved in good works, and I've gotten really tired, and he'll take those, he promises, and work them for good. But much better to be right in the center of his calling. Things just go a lot smoother.
Yeah, when we remember, you know, we got to remember as Christians, when we're being stretched, that's a good thing.
Right.
It's a good thing that we're being stretched. And if God is asking us to do something that maybe we don't feel we're capable of, or we feel we're being stretched, there's a lot of worry involved. But the worry should be gone, because the final outcome is not our responsibility.
Right.
It's God's. And he's going to do that. Yeah.
And that stretching gives you a capacity for greater things.
Absolutely.
Eventually, because he'll stretch you a little more, and you're like, well, he's proven faithful here, so you have a little more faith, and you're
like,
I don't know, Lord, but I'm ready to step out, and then it's a bigger thing.
And you put yourself in the position to see more miracles.
Right.
You see God work. Whereas if you're doing, you know, your own thing with your own common sense or reason, whatever you want to call it, you just don't have the opportunity to see that.
Yeah, I've said that many times where I like being on that cutting edge. There's a tension there because there's mystery.
Oh.
There's like unknown.
Oh, wow.
It's like, unless God pulls this off, it's not going to happen. As we step forward with the 19 frequencies, we're like, okay, God, I don't know how that's all going to work. That's way, I mean, they should be acquiring us. We should be acquiring 15 more stations. But, you know, now that we have the 19 and are overseeing it, I mean, I just trust he's going to provide, and he's going to expand the listenership, and the funds will come in, and it'll all work out. And I love that WLUJ, lifting up Jesus. That's kind of a focus. It's a daily reminder that that's what this ministry is about, is lifting up Jesus and doing that with zeal. Romans 12:11, never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Well, let's have you back tomorrow for the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends Testimony Tuesday. There's
it's a
lot more to the story.
And
thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Dave and Chris Sender with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
I long to leave this world behind me with its hatred, pain, and fear. When I'm reminded of my journey, that I'm just a pilgrim here, then my eyes begin that's when I think about eternity in a place I've never seen. I wonder how it's gonna be, and I'm caught up in a dream where I find myself at Jesus' feet.